I like what Ingeborg told me. We all are miracles. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. We all are miracles. I received a phone call from a sweet young thing this morning who wanted to tell me of her miracles. And I thought to myself, all right, I'm ready. And so she began. Hello, this is the Ideal Woman. And I said, yes. She said, this is the Ideal Woman. I said, yes. She said, this is the Ideal Woman. I said, what is your name? She said, Beatrice. Ach, yeah, mein Gott. Beatrice from Switzerland, one of our students who visited here on campus for, what was it, 3 months? And when she went away from here, she was sailing high, and she still is sailing in the sky. So now she's back in Switzerland, and after having had 3 months here on campus in the monastery, diligently, dedicatedly, doing everything in the right way, following all instructions, doing everything she's told to do, playing around a little bit, but that's her business. But if she had paid attention 1,000,000%, you know, and let nothing else disturb her, not wanting to go to Disneyland and to Legoland and to Disney World and all these other places, but just put her nose right to the wheel here on campus, she could have had even more. Well, one of our big discussions while she was here was, I am ideal woman. I am ideal man. I am ideal person. And it grew out of the idea that everyone would like to have an ideal husband, and they'd like to be an ideal wife, or have an ideal wife and be an ideal husband. And we talked about it at great length. And she bought into the act immediately. She was going to celebrate her 40th wedding anniversary the next week after she left us. And how much?
Yes. 40 next year, yeah.
Next year. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So, she's going to celebrate her 40th wedding anniversary next year, and she can't wait. So, she went home, and she said to her husband, you know, I never realized how wonderful you are. I had an idea, but I never realized how fully wonderful you are. You just are the greatest guy in the entire world. And her husband, Oscar, popped out his chest and said, I'm glad you noticed, you know. And she went on through her days after she returned to Switzerland, doing this with all of her family and friends. And her family and friends looked at her and said, something different about you. Something different about you. I don't feel right if I say a negative thing in your presence. I just don't feel right. And I don't feel right if I criticize another person in your presence. I just don't feel right. I don't know. You didn't tell me I shouldn't do it. But I just don't feel right. And I almost feel like I should take my shoes off. And Beatrice said, well, whatever you feel you should do, do it. But Beatrice was talking to her daughter, and her daughter, Barbara, lovely girl, and Barbara has a job, and she sort of enjoys her job, but she feels that that she could be doing a little better. And so Beatrice said, I have the perfect job, and I am the perfect boss, and I have the perfect circumstances that I work in, and I'm the perfect employee. And so Barbara went to work thinking those thoughts. Well, the boss called her into the office and said, Barbara, come into my office. You know how bosses do. And so Barbara looked at him and said, okay. And she walked in there, knowing that she's the ideal employee. And she had her back straight, her chin up, and she was just like her normal, beautiful self. And he says, Barbara, you've been with us so long now, and I think it's time for you to have a raise. And Barbara says, thank you. And he said, you'll find it in your paycheck next week. It's a sizable, substantial raise. And he said, Barbara, we are very pleased with the work you're doing here. You are a very wonderful employee in our company. Thank you very much for being here. And you bring to us something very special. Can't put our fingers on it, but you bring to us something very special besides doing your job very well. And Barbara came home floating on a cloud and told her family all about it and told her mom all about it. And Beatrice had to tell us all about it because it was so wonderful. And Beatrice went on and on and on with all sorts of other miracles that happened in her life. She said, and my lessons, I'm doing them regularly every day. I'm studying them just like I'm supposed to be doing. And she said, I'm just so full of ideas. I'm just so full of everything. She said, life has never been so exciting. Mm-hmm. And I told her, Beatrice, you are only beginning. You are starting on that wonderful journey of revealing who and what you are. Just hang in there. And when the going gets tough, that merely means that you're given a chance to prove to yourself how much the principle means to you and how much it means to apply the principle regardless. I have a fella who was in prison, and he had a rough prison life. He had been in the whole over 25 years of his prison life, and he's been in prison for quite a while, almost double that. But anyhow, so he had a problem, and he started solving the problem by being the nicest guy you could ever want. And he surrounded himself with nice guys, and he surrounded himself with nice circumstances. And then he had some physical experiences that were giving him a hard time. And still he held his head high and spoke good words and positive attitudes about himself. But inside, he felt sorry for himself. I'm doing everything right. How come this happens to me? How come that? You know, we do that. We do that. And we don't always realize we do that. And so he wanted everybody else to feel sorry for him. And I said, no. I said, I see you whole and perfect. I see you wonderful. I see you fantastic. He said, I see myself that way too. But the appearance... I said, well, the appearance, that's the test. When you use the appearance, when you work with the appearance, you'll find that you're given more tests, more seemingly more difficult, as you progress on your spiritual path, because it's just a test to see whether you really believe in the principle. Now, what is the principle? I speak my word, and it is done. Right. Have you spoken your word that your body is whole and perfect, and it's done? I spoke my word, but it's not done. Well, you cannot say it is not done. Because while you are speaking your word, you are also speaking your word by your knowing about the appearances that you're experiencing. You're also speaking your word knowing about the things that are not exactly the way you'd like them to be. You know that. You know that. You know that. You know that. And you know, don't tell me that. I said, you're telling yourself that. And I'm telling you how impressive that is when you tell yourself that. Now, you're given a wonderful test to show yourself to be master, to show yourself to be able to speak your word, and these things are done. But if you allow other people to enter into your story, you're in trouble. Because other people will look at the appearances and say, ha, something's wrong with that guy. He doesn't recognize what's going on. Don't tell anybody what you're saying or thinking. Just think it and say it. And know it true for yourself. And then watch the outer reflect what your inner is. And this is what you have to do. You see, we're all miracles. We're all miracles every moment of our life. Every moment of our life when we can stand up for principles, stand up for the truth. And one of the most damnable things, most damnable, damnable, damnable things about us as each one of us thinks that we're superior to everybody else. Mm-hmm. And as long as you think you're superior to anybody else, that you tell somebody else how to live their life, what to think, what to say, what to do, you're in trouble. Because you give that person permission to tell you what to think and do and be. And you don't want anybody on your bandwagon who's not tooting your horn. You don't want anybody in your world who doesn't appreciate who you are. So don't you stick your nose in somebody else's business. I say that to myself as much as anybody else. Because it's so easy to not only feel superior, but to feel that our advice is important. One couple I told you about wrote, and they're getting married, and he says, give me some advice. And I said, love yourself unconditionally, and you will love your wife that way. Don't expect anything. Just love yourself unconditionally, and everybody in your world will be super. Now, I think I can get away with giving that type of advice, because I like to follow that myself. But that's what it's all about. And now, if you can allow yourself to do that, just a teensy-weensy little bit, be ready for an avalanche of miracles flooding into your life of happy times, happy circumstances. Non-judgmental, untouchable, one-pointed, unpossessed. Nice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. Unconditional love. Self-determination, self-dedication, self-discipline, and self-diligence. Those are tremendous things that we've talked about for years. And we have them on the wall here in the monastery. And after a while, no one sees them because they're there. We have charts on the wall, maps of California, and maps of San Diego, maps of the world. And nobody even sees it until they think, map. Oh, yeah, there's one in the dining room. Oh, yes. But otherwise, they don't think. They think that's just a decoration on the wall. And that's how it is with most of us, too. So, remember, you're the miracle. And let that miracle be an everyday affair in your life as you do all the wonderful things that you can do. Because you got to watch what you do. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, accentuate the positive, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Yeah, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Yeah, you got to accentuate the positive. You don't have to eliminate the negative. Just don't pay attention to it. And you don't have to mess with Mr. In-Between, because there is no Mr. In-Between. There's only you, the positive.
Mm-hmm.
Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.